This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey, you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Ari, I see you. You're the real MVP. Thanks for getting that survey done, and I love the feedback. Now, when you say stock analysis is the hardest part for you, what do you mean? Let me know and we can tackle it together. Once we get past those first 2 points mentioned in yesterday's episode, the analysis part can be done in, I'd say, about 5 steps, right? First, what are the relevant numbers for the company's respective industry, right? So like streaming platforms, subscriber growth is a relevant number. 2, what are the company's numbers and how does it compare with others in the industry, right? How does Disney Plus's subscriber count compare with Netflix? Are the numbers getting better year over year, right? Are they getting more subscribers year over year? Is the growth trajectory the same? Are they giving the same outlook in their reporting, right? In their earnings reports? Does this company fit my investing strategy, right? That's number 4. Yeah, all those can be great, but does it fit your strategy at the moment? And am I getting it at a good price? Boom. That's it. Those 5 steps. And those 5 steps can be done on Google in 5 minutes, right? So go ahead and try those 5 steps, and I hope that works for you. Keep it simple at first. That fancy stuff, your PE ratios, all that stuff can wait for later. In this episode, we're going to talk about why people have a hard time making money in stocks because of the way they're thinking about investing in stocks. Enjoy the episode. Okay, so this is the way I look at it. First, let's be real. Some of us were raised with the idea that we just deserve things, right? That we have the right. People are obligated to us. Here's what sucks, though. The stock market doesn't care. Stocks don't know that you own them, right? And even more, they don't really care that you own them. When stocks fall, your emotions heighten and your fear of loss sets in. We take the loss as a personal assault on our ability to invest effectively, thinking maybe this just isn't for me. When I hear people think that, you know, stock investing just isn't for them, you can tell that they feel something personal when they invested and they lost, or they were too afraid to feel that because they knew that that was coming, right? For me, I'm thinking like when I was in school, right? That's how I felt when a pretty girl didn't like me back. Right, and for some of you, when a pretty boy didn't like you back. Options trading, on another note, right? We'll get back on track here, but on another note, option trading is magnitudes worse, right? That's like taking out a pretty girl, right? You get to go on the date, but she tells you up front that she's only on this date with you as a favor to her friend, right? Because her friend likes your friend, you know how it goes. But you know, right? The date could go either way. But your chances of successes are low, and you still have to pay for the date, right? It's like an options trade, right? You can buy a call option. Your chances of success are low, and it can still go either way. And at the end of the day, you have to pay for the contract anyway. So you still lose your money, right? I guess that's a dismal view of it, but that's the reality. Now, I trade options, but when I'm talking about stocks, right, when I'm choosing stocks, it's imperative for me to choose good company, right? And company in the sense of like someone around me, not so much company as in terms of company. Well, I guess we're going back and forth here now, right? It's both. If I'm going to pick a date, right? In the previous example with options, you don't get a choice, right? You pick your, you're going on the date with a pretty girl and your chances are low, but you can go either way. You still have to pay for the date. When you're choosing stocks, you get to pick the date that you have to pay for, but you can pick somebody that makes good conversation. You can pick somebody that smells good, has a nice smile. Maybe you even have a few good things in common, right? As an example, a lot of people love Coca-Cola, right? If I were to go on a date, I would go on a date with Coca-Cola. But I'd want to realize that Coca-Cola doesn't love me back, right? Coca-Cola doesn't love anybody back, even Warren Buffett, who owns millions, if not hundreds of millions of shares, right? Doesn't love him back either. But at least Coca-Cola pays a nice dividend, right? At least you're not wasting your money on a date with Coca-Cola because he's a pretty strong company. They've been around a while, survived a lot of things. And you know, should the world come to a screaming halt, that people are still going to be drinking sugar water, which is Coca-Cola's specialty. So if we look at it, this way, right? It's a mindset thing. Trading, like the options example, right? Trading is like dating, right? You get in, you get out. You get in, you get out. You test the waters here. You don't like it, you move on over here. You try. You're finding what your niche is. You're finding what you like. And guess what? Trading is fun. Dating is fun. It's an exciting time in your life. But investing is getting into a relationship where it may not be as fun as trading, but you're in it for the long haul. You're in it for peace of mind and security. You want to choose a company so you don't waste your time and your money, right? Choose a company that you're willing to lay in bed with. Choose a company that you're willing to get up early and cook breakfast for, right? Choose a company that you can go to sleep at night knowing that even if the stock price goes down, that is just an opportunity for me to take this company out on a nice date at a cheaper cost, right? When the pandemic hit and prices were being slashed all over the place, you could have taken your girlfriend or boyfriend on a trip for a fraction of the price of when the country was still open, right? So you want to choose a good company, and good company, right? And think of investing like a date. Do I see myself in the long run with this company? And if I were locked into a room with this company, would I be happy being in that environment with them? Could I make good conversation? Do their numbers look good enough to make me smile? Am I going to get paid? Maybe you want to get paid a dividend, right? Maybe is a dividend good enough to make you feel comfortable? Like, there's a lot of things that you want to think about, but you're thinking about a mate for the long term. And you want to think about that again so you don't waste your time and you don't waste your money. Have you ever thought about investing in this way, like in this particular way, like a relationship? All relationships have ups and downs, but if you did your research beforehand, then it'll all work out in the end. Relationships don't work out when people decide to go to Vegas and get married, right? So do your research before you hop into bed with any stock. Now, my challenge for you this weekend is to share this show with your best friend. If you find value here and you care about them, then sharing value with them is a no-brainer. And thanks again for everyone who completed the survey. Keep them coming so I can shout you out in the episode and we can talk about what's either troubling you or what you're looking forward to with the show in the future. Every response is appreciated and no one will get overlooked. Let's work together to make this show better every day. If you need the link, it's marketadventures.co/giveaway or click the link in the description. Enjoy your weekend. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.